Stick your head out the window on Sunday night and listen carefully. The cheer, or groan, will be the reaction of millions of fans to the series finale of the TV show Lost. NPR's Robert Smith reports that fans are nervous that their obsessive watching could all have been in vain.
If you haven't watched any Lost episodes, it isn't too late. In fact, Aaron Rosenthal and a couple of his friends are sitting out in the streets of Manhattan watching every single episode. How many?
120 leading up to the live finale.
So if you're going to spend 4 days straight watching Lost, that puts a lot of pressure on the finale to pay off.
I will be disappointed if it's not a roller coaster ride, I can tell you that.
Alex Green and Mike Berlin know this roller coaster well. Every fan of Lost has gotten a little queasy from 6 years of twists and turns and time travel loops that have made this show into a nerdy thrill ride. I'll prove it. Let the Lostathon boys recap the show in under 23 seconds. Go!
Plane crashes on an island.
Quicker.
And then a smoke monster comes and starts ripping stuff apart.
Then they find a hatch.
Yeah, we gotta go quicker. Time travel.
Right. Then they find a way off of the island.
But then they all got convinced to come back onto the island and...
Go! Pass.
The island is the energy source for all good and evil on the world.
And then they all lived happily ever after.
Or do they? That's been the big challenge for every story writer through history. How to do happily ever after in a way that seems original and satisfying. Aristotle wrote that a proper ending is one that naturally follows some other thing, but has nothing following it. Aristotle would have loved that fade to black at the end of The Sopranos.
Some of the most famous works of literature, like the Iliad, for instance, just sort of end in the middle of things.
Mariana Togovnik is an English professor at Duke. She wrote a book about how literature wraps things up. In the 19th and 20th centuries, authors preferred that something life-altering happen at the end of a narrative.
So the big three are the death of the character, the marriage of the character, or the character moving on to a different place or locale.
So barring a smoke monster bloodbath or a very special wedding of Kate and Sawyer, a pleasing literary ending for Lost almost demands that some folks get off that dang island. But Time Magazine's TV critic James Poniewozik says a sci-fi mystery show like Lost has to do better than that in its final episode.
Fans look at that not just to give you catharsis. They're looking at it as like the answer to the puzzle. It's supposed to be the thing, the key that makes the other 120 hours you spent watching the series worth it or not.
Talk about pressure. At Professor Tom's, a bar in Manhattan, hundreds of people gather each week to watch Lost. You can tell they're sharpening the pitchforks. Ariel Gonzalez has his personal pride on the line.
I have a buddy at work who's been telling me for probably about the last 6 or 7 weeks that it's all a big waste of time, nothing's going to get answered, and it's just going to be the waste of 6 years.
What do you tell him?
I tell him, shut up, you don't know what's going on.
And yet every person here has some deep fear about what might happen.
The whole it was all a dream thing.
Oh, I hate that.
I would riot.
If they kill everyone off and it ends in this big giant void.
That they're all in hell.
If there is no hero in the end, that would be a cop-out.
The producers of Lost, Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, say wait and see. They've been working toward this ending for years now, and they point out that one of the themes of the show is the power of faith. Of course, another theme of Lost is deception and con artists, so take your pick. But they did send a not-so-veiled message to fans in last week's episode. A woman wakes up on a beach and sees a mysterious figure.
Every question I answer will simply lead to another question.
More questions? Ah, we've been warned. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.